Well, hey there, friends, and welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Batten. This is episode 206. Today, I'm going to share a little behind the scenes. I feel like calling this behind the scenes of Wendy's brain, but I wanted to share some of the thought processes and some of the changes I'm making in my inner circle, some of the changes I'm making in my programs, but also some of the changes that I'm seeing or some of the things that are working and not working with my clients, with my inner circle members, my mastermind members, my one-on-one clients. And as our businesses evolve, mine, yours, if you're listening, we have to always be curious and pay attention and listen to our clients. So I have been having so many cool conversations lately, in-person conversations, you know, group conversations, small group conversations about what's working again with retailers worldwide. I have this privilege of having a big global view. We say, like, I feel like sometimes I get to see what's going on under the covers and on the spreadsheets and in those back rooms of so many shop owners. You know, what's going on with real shop owners, like real independent shop owners. None of this like statistically showing things. It's like real humans I get to talk to every day. And, you know, all in my group, some of the conversations, we've been having some deep conversations. I love individual dialogue and conversation with people. I just love it. And here on the podcast, sometimes, as I've shared many times over the last few months, I guess, I've been sharing that I find it a little bit hard with the podcast because it's just me and my mic here. So I am inviting you to, like, feedback is really important to me. I want to make sure that I'm serving you. So I hope you're on my email list. I'm going to invite you to join the email list. We'll have that link wherever you're listening to this podcast. It'll be in the show notes. I share a weekly email that goes out. I always invite people to, like, hit reply and answer, jump into my DMs, jump into, you know, have a conversation. Let me know if you don't agree with something we're chatting about here on the podcast, because this is how I learn and grow. And this is how I'm able to support more retailers. And one of the things that I have not been maybe good at, I feel like sometimes I'm an oversharer. There's people out there right now laughing because I'm definitely an oversharer at times. But a lot of new listeners, if you're a newer listener or you're newer to me, you might not know. I have a whole other Instagram handle. What do we call it? A profile. You should know, right? I have a whole other Instagram profile that was actually used to be when I had my shop. It's Front Porch Lifestyle. I love having conversations over there. I'm very imperfect over there, very real. We have, you know, a lot of things that we share about, you know, life in general, I guess, is kind of how I want to share that as well. And I love sharing my why. And so what I haven't been doing a lot lately is sharing the why. So that's going to be something I do more here, even on the podcast. And my purpose for doing this, and really it really does make a difference to me to see the ripple effect that when I work with a retailer and they see the results that they want, I help them improve their business. We improve their quality of life. This is my goal, is to help improve the quality of life of retailers. And again, I see that ripple effect on your family, on your team, on the economic and social impact of your community, which sounds like a mouthful, but I really want you to think of those words, the economic and social impact that you are making in your town, in your community. Oh, it just makes me so happy. And also, you've heard me share, hopefully, if you've been around for a while, but if you haven't, I believe, like, our role as the CEO of our business, of our retail businesses, of our shops, and our, you know, all these, no matter what we think of ourselves, we are the CEO. But I also believe our board of directors are sitting around the kitchen table. Those people that are in your house and in your family are the ones that we report to, if you will, and of course your team members. But I just, that is my big drive. That is my big why. I love the ripple effect. I love seeing you succeed. I love seeing retailers succeed. So if you're newer here and you don't know, again, I have, you know, a personal attachment. I come from a retail background as well. You know, just like you, I work with real retailers. I'm in the trenches. I have been in the trenches for over 25 years. I've been around. So I understand it from a core place of being in the trenches. Okay, I feel like I'm rambling. I'm not trying to ramble in this episode. I really do want to talk about some of the changes we're happening, but I really do also want you to know I'm a real human here, very imperfect. I'm real, I'm imperfect. I really care deeply about helping my members, about helping my clients, about helping you. If you're listening to the podcast and you're jumped over maybe on the website, I really do care deeply. And I know that the people I work with, all of the retailers that I work with, they're real, they're imperfect. They care deeply about their shop. And I hope that's you as well too. I'm going to hesitate to guess that that's you as well too, that, you know, it's not, none of us are perfect. So all that to say, let's get into today's episode. I'm going to share some of the things that we're doing in my Retailer's Inner Circle to help retailers stay real, maybe not stay imperfect, help with their imperfectness and run a better business towards that quality of life. And I'm going to share some things today that are also what I'm seeing working for retailers as they evolve and as, you know, the world and the economy evolves as well too. So stay tuned. Let's go. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, that was a really big intro. I apologize for all that. I feel very like, not rambly. I feel like I have a lot to say this week. So I'm going to try to keep it tight. But the people, again, that I work with and I love, they're real retailers, right? You're listening. You're a real retailer. You have a shop, probably. You are working all the hours. You are doing all the things. And so I see that every day in my Retailer's Inner Circle. I see that with, that's our, my group program. My private group program. It's called the Retailer's Inner Circle. If you're new here, thank you for listening, by the way. And know that we have lots of options for retailers. So I've been really assessing on how I can serve better. What I do know for sure, what I'm very confident about, is that I can help and I can make a difference. And I, you know, it's hard to say that out loud sometimes, but I see it all the time, every day. What I also know to be true is that it's really tough being a retailer. And some of the biggest things that I see, maybe not stumbling blocks, but maybe as challenges or obstacles, are it's usually that retailers are driven. The people I work with anyway, they're very driven. They're not making excuses. They're not, you know, oh, woe is me, because that's just, we all know that's not going to get us anywhere. But they're usually stuck at a sales plateau, kind of just like a little bit better this time, a little bit better, you know, just struggling for that unpredictable sales. Where are they coming from next month? Like, where are my sales coming from next month, Wendy? Like, what am I going to do about this? They just also want somebody to tell them what to do. I'm so good at that. I'm really good at that. Just ask my husband. No, I am good at helping with clarity and next steps. We do that through our programs. I'm also seeing that they don't always have 100% confidence in all areas of their business. That's all of us, right? Who has 100% confidence in everything? Give yourself some grace, my friend, if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, that's me. So maybe it's just a matter of learning new things, like just 1%, just learning one new thing. We quite regularly talk about just learning one new thing, maybe in your financials or your marketing, just one thing this week. It's all we have to do. We are constantly learning. Welcome to self-employed life. You are going to be constantly learning. But I do see that I just wanted to help retailers with some of those struggles. So more predictable sales. What do I do for marketing? How can we, you know, what's my next step? Like, how do I get my business operations running more smoothly so I can go do other things? Like, this is a big problem for retailers that are stuck at this plateau and they just want to move forward. So we've done a lot of, again, deep conversations, like what would help you and what would work for you and how can we help? Literally, that's my question. How can I help? And we've really done a few things. I've invested in changing a few things inside the retailer's inner circle as far as what we give out. Deliverables is what it's called, but I always find that a dorky word. So what we give our retailers, and every month we have just, I just invested, I'm going to say, a lot of man hours, a lot of time, a lot of, like, I hired a design team. We improved and created our monthly dashboard. We've been doing that for years. We've had a dashboard for years, and it was really popular and helpful. But now we're calling it a playbook because it's got so much more. It has operations in it. We have, oh my gosh, we've done so many things. We have specific marketing. And I'm sharing this because if you're new to the inner circle, or if you used to be in the inner circle, the retailer's inner circle, and or if you've just been wondering about it, this alone is, I'm going to say, worth the price of admission. That just sounds dorky as well to you, but keeping it real. We have specific marketing promotions every month that we give you. We have email subject lines. We have an operations list because retailers told me they wanted to know, you know, what should I do and what should we had this in the inner circle, but we put it in the playbook so that it's there. There's a checklist. What to do at the beginning of the month, what to do at the end of the month. You don't have to think about it. We're taking care of it for you. We're going to help you. You just got to do the check marks, follow the list, check your brain at the door, really, because we're going to, like, help you figure out what to do. Because if you're anything like me, it's like, oh, it's the end of the month. I have so many things to do. All these things piled up. Let's just print off the playbook and or just read it through the PDF and just do the things. So, you know, it's going to help you with your sales, planning out your sales in the future. We have a dashboard of metrics, which sounds scary, but it's not. It's really how you help measure. If you feel stuck at any place in your retail journey, generally it's because something's not working. Like, something is just, we're not measuring. We're not looking at, what is it, foot traffic? That's what we all think it is, but maybe it's not foot traffic. Maybe it's, you know, converting people from browsers to buyers. And are we measuring that? What does that look like? And I don't know how to measure that. We help you. We have all that in the inner circle. What's our return customer rate? What are our margins sitting at? What, you know, these things are things that we help you just put on a piece of paper in the dashboard, on the playbook, and you'll just start measuring one thing at a time. You'll just learn, and we teach you how to do all of the metrics. So those, that alone, my playbook, I'm just so proud of. So that's why I'm talking about it a lot. We have other things in the inner circle. Of course, we have round tables, which are live Q&As with me. We have some amazing guests lined up for the summer and into the holiday season. So if you're listening to this live in April, when we launched it in April, we have some great retailers coming up. Oh, we also have I'm so excited about this. I've been wanting to do this for a while, and finally we just pulled the trigger and got her done. Because, you know, as a retailer, when you just have things on your mind you want to do, but I don't know, it gets pushed to the bottom of the list. Well, this got moved up my list, and we are now offering quarterly packages of inside the inner circle, totally free for members, obviously, editable Canva graphics. Like, you can come in, put your own branding in them. It's just a time saver. We're just trying to save you time, save you brain power, because decision fatigue is a thing. This is something you'll be able to hand off to one of your team members, and get them to do it, just so you can get your social done, get your promotions planned. We talk about merchandising sets and what to plan ahead for. We give you all those dates. We give you all the thought process around that. And you just have to go do it. Then it's just actionable. So we're very proud of that. Lots of cool things happening. Again, we have heaps of masterclasses. I said heaps. My daughter lives in New Zealand and she says heaps all the time. So I don't know if that's a North American thing. I've never heard it. I don't know why I just said it. Probably because I just got off a call with her. So heaps of things, which also means a lot of masterclasses for you inside the inner circle. Again, you know, not totally trying to push everybody to the inner circle. If a group membership isn't for you, and I'm being honest about that, it's not always for everybody. You can just go in. If you're not in for the community, go in for the education. We have my entire Retail Made Simple course in there. And funny enough, statistically, we've done some digging in and done some data checking, and we've also had conversations with retailers. And interestingly, funnily, I keep saying funnily, but that's not really a word, right? What we're finding is the retailers that actually take the Retail Made Simple or get the most from it, which is four modules covering, you know, CEO mindset, we cover money and financial information, marketing and systems. Those four categories, those four modules, and again, it's called Retail Made Simple, you would think would be attractive to maybe newer retailers, but we are seeing retailers with 3 and 4 years experience getting the most impact or appreciating it the most and actioning it the most. So I do see newer retailers, you know, maybe taking the content and they're like, yeah, I know I should know that. And then they go and they make all the mistakes. And if you're in your year 3 or 4 or 24, you know, there's like things you just didn't know. We're so naive when we first start. So you really appreciate, and that's what we're finding, that people really appreciate the Retail Made Simple course. So I'm super proud of that as well too. That is a big thing. And it's part of the tuition fee when you join us inside the Retailers Inner Circle. So a lot of that all on my Retailers Inner Circle. And again, you can join us anytime. I don't gate that community. I might in the future. And by that, I mean, the doors are open right now because I think when retailers need the help, they should get it. But here's what I find. And we're all guilty of this. We know we need it. We're like, yeah, Wendy, I'll do it later. So I'm like, stop making excuses for yourself. If this is something you feel like you want to join us inside the group, you want to ask me questions, you want to have access to me, because really you do. It's just like, make the decision. And I always say, you know, a decision not to make a decision is a decision. Think about that, rewind that, whatever you have to do. So I'm confident that the Retailers Inner Circle is a great program, and the changes and the upgrades that we've made for retailers is just, I'm just like really happy about that. And I'm obviously getting feedback from retailers that they love it as well too. So behind the scenes, again, this is a behind the scenes podcast. The reason that I made some of those changes, again, is because I'm seeing retailers, I'm listening, I'm paying attention to what they're saying. So where are you stuck? What is the challenge? And we're working on helping you with those. The same thing you should be doing with your clients, right? Having unscalable conversations. I have a whole podcast on that, by the way. We'll link that below here. But having unscalable conversations with your clients and thinking about what they need, right? So again, my mission completely to stay real, be honest with you, have impact. And, you know, a few other changes that we're making as our business evolves would be, I have decided not to do one-on-one coaching anymore. And so I feel weird saying that out loud, might change that in the future. But I feel like I'm better off serving small groups. I've been asked to do by real retailers, by retailers, because I'm listening. I've been asked to do maybe more small group training. So we have a small group training, a 6-week kick butt. I'm sorry, it's a kick butt program starting on April 24th. If you are listening to this live, you may have a couple days if it's not full to join us. But my 6-week sales and marketing accelerator is something I'm very proud of, and we do really well, and helps retailers with their marketing funnel, which I think is one of our biggest things right now. We have to understand our finances and our marketing, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But understanding as well too that there's, you know, maybe quarterly masterclasses that we'll be doing, easier bite size maybe, but probably all still open to my Retailers Inner Circle, or a lot of these will be opened and available inside the Retailers Inner Circle. So I'm just trying to pay attention to what my retailers are asking for, like you should be with your clients. So again, not doing one-on-one. I do have a bit of an exception to that. I am still doing a couple of VIP days throughout the summer. I say that because I had 2 a month, but they're already starting to book up. So if you're interested in doing a deep dive VIP day with me, I am going to do private coaching that way with people. And of course, I'm still doing, if you're a mastermind member and you're listening, we're still doing I have one-on-ones with my mastermind group, but I'm limiting it to that. So we are making changes in my world. I'm making changes in my world for my own bandwidth so that I can support other things. Sharing that because it's really important for you to think about that as well too. as your business is evolving, we just can't keep adding to the plate. You just cannot keep adding to the plate. And that's why a lot of us stay stuck. That's why a lot of retailers stay stuck. They're trying to do too much. Business is busier. It's growing. It's busier than it was a couple of years ago, maybe. And now you're trying to do the same amount of things. You're doing all the ordering, you're doing all the bookkeeping, whatever it is that you're doing in your business, we can't keep adding to our plate. We have to make sure we're delegating or we're eliminating or we're finding other things, you know, that other people that can help. Again, deleting. Maybe we're deleting things. Maybe there's things we just don't need to be doing. So I have deleted one-to-one coaching right now, which actually, you know, I love one-to-one coaching. So I'm giving up actually something that I love deeply. I'm like, oh man. But having, you know, the conversation with my coaches, I've always had coaches. I have always invested in coaching. And then having a conversation with my team and looking at how can I serve better? I can serve more people. I can be of more impact. I can serve more real retailers by doing smaller like group sessions versus one-to-one, which I love doing as well too, but I want to do it all, right? Just like maybe you're thinking right now, well, I want to do the workshops and I want to do this and I want to do that. But we have to start thinking about our own bandwidth and how we can serve our clients better and how we can keep our business thriving. So hopefully that all makes sense. So that's a little sneak peek behind the scenes of my brain, but I wanted to also give you a little sneak peek under the covers and from my vantage point of what's working with some of my clients, with a lot of my clients and what I'm seeing. And I also wanted to make sure you had a takeaway from today other than just listening to Wendy ramble. But today what I'm seeing, and you know, as it stands today, this is, you know, April 2024, what year are we in anyway? Here's some things that I'm seeing working really well for my clients. So first of all, I want to banish all of the thoughts that business is not working or it's not good or there's people are not selling, people aren't buying. That's not true. I'm as it stands today from my vantage point, I'm seeing retailers doing really well. So now I'm only seeing behind the covers of my own clients and the people that I work with and people who share their numbers with me. And I do get to see that quite a bit. I am seeing that. So the retailers that are seeing success are doing a few things differently than maybe some retailers who are not. And that's not saying that you're not doing things if things aren't working for you. You just might not be doing the right things. So don't kick yourself in the butt if you feel like you're not. So let's talk about some of the things. So connecting with community right now is huge. I mean, I see this every day. We know that customers are not just in for the products. If they were just coming to you because you sell your products, they're just going to Google it and they're going to price shop. We want them to be loyal to you. We want them to feel something. If nothing else, we want them to feel something when they think about your brand. So we want them to feel happy, or we want them to feel like you guys are efficient or professional or friendly or whatever it is. What is the feeling that you want to build around the community? And this does not mean you have to have know everybody's name and, you know, cheers and, you know, everybody, although that's very popular. But what I'm saying is, how are you really paying attention to the brand you're building and how you're making people feel when they come into your shop? Like every time I get something from this shop or I shop in that place, I feel, whether it's seen or whether it's just professional or whether it's like always accurate, I don't know what it is that you want. What is it you always want people to feel? We need customers who feel something, who stay loyal, who are, you know, they believe we actually care about our customers. I think that all stems from there. People need to feel that you care. They need to feel as well that you're real, and stop hiding behind all of this product branding. I'm over it, guys, and so are our customers. They want to see humans, and I've been preaching this forever, but humanizing your brand. So connecting and community and caring are all real things that matter around your brand right now. So people want to see that. That's number one. Number two, for the love of all things holy and happiness in your business, please vary your marketing. If, you know, stop I'm going to say this, stop fishing in the same pond or the same pool. You know, social media is not marketing. And I see this so much with people and they're like, but I'm posting 1,000 times a day, or it's the algorithm's fault. No one's coming in the shop, or yada, yada. First of all, it's not just foot traffic we want. There's a whole cycle of sales and marketing. There's a whole funnel. We call it the 5-part framework in my world and what I teach. And social media is a tool. It is not a marketing strategy. So you need to have a full marketing plan in place. That does not mean you have to have a marketing company come in and do all this fancy stuff. It's 5 questions you want to ask yourself. We've done podcasts on it before. We have lots of deep dives. That's what the Sales and Marketing Accelerator, the 6-week Sales and Marketing Accelerator, which starts on April 24th, is about. We have a Sales and Marketing Accelerator training masterclass inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. And it is really just doing it your way, but making sure that you're being found off of social media, making sure that you're being known in your community, your visibility is, you know, is awareness. Basically, we want people to be aware that you exist, of course. We did just finished a 3-part series a couple months ago, not that long ago, episode 198, 199, and 200, I believe those are the 3, but we'll make sure we link those, of visibility. We want to make sure that we're just doing these things, simple things. I guarantee you, if you are not getting customers in the door and you're complaining because your social media is not working, you're probably not, you know, it's your marketing that's at fault, not your beautiful service or your products, and maybe, you know, not your pricing, maybe not anything else other than your marketing. Marketing also includes what's happening in the store. I have done many podcasts on this. I will leave it there, but I want to remind you to just pay attention to your marketing. This is key, my friends. This is not going away. This is not a fad or a trend or whatever. It also means, again, you don't have to TikTok dance and if that's not your style. So just really paying attention to all of the marketing sides of things. So, you know, and the good news is, again, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be super simple. Number 3, planning out. So I am seeing a lot of retailers disappointed because they're scared about where their next, you know, next sales coming from, or they're, you know, the challenge might be that they don't know, like, whatever, like, what's going to happen next month. I hope I can pay the rent. I hope I can make payroll. You know, always a challenge. I mean, that's always a challenge. We all know cash flow is always a challenge. But when I dig deep, and I check to see what they're doing versus the retailers that are, you know, not having a problem with that, it's planning, looking ahead 90 days at a time or 6 months at a time, but at least a few months ahead to understand what promotions do we have out, looking at our inventory, understanding, you know, like understanding how many people do we need to walk in the shop next week. We need to know these numbers and what are we doing about it? That kind of goes back to the marketing plan. So I am super on a mission, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm super dedicated, I guess, to helping retailers understand how to attach their sales goals with their marketing plan, the simple marketing funnel. It doesn't have to be complicated. Okay, number 4, I know, I'm telling you a lot of things that I'm seeing with the successful retailers, the ones that I'm seeing get the success and behind the scenes of their shops, is understanding the numbers. Again, understanding what your sales goals are is great, but understanding what drives those sales, why are people coming in the door? Well, you know, we have to do and look at the numbers. How many people do we need to come in the door? How much do we need them to spend? How much inventory do we have on hand? Where's our cash going? What's payroll percentage at right now? A lot of people shy away from understanding this. And once you get comfortable and you just learn one new number, again, that's what's in our retailer's inner circle. The course on the front end of that, which is called Retail Made Simple, Module 2, is all about the numbers and understanding, you know, what does that look like? And where's my cash going? So one of my masterclasses, actually around sales and marketing, the first masterclass in that masterclass is called Where's All My Money Going? Because we need to understand where our money's going, set some goals to what we want, and then attach marketing to it. It's not complicated. It just takes some initiative to sit down and get comfortable and get uncomfortable, maybe learning the next module, the next metric that you might want to look at. So digging into your POS system, just looking at it like one new metric, just like understanding one thing, but start with why. Why do people come in? Or why, like, what is our average order value? Or what is our foot traffic or our conversion? Or what is, you know, and then, well, what's driving that? What's driving that? Well, wow, that's interesting. We haven't gotten any new customers on our email list for the last 4 months. Well, why not? Well, we haven't been asking. So it's just about getting curious. Well, what can we do to get that? Well, we can start asking. And then we're measuring metrics. We're also understanding how those marketing things that we might do. Oh, we sent out an email. Oh, we made $1,000. Oh, we should send out more emails. Like it all flows. And again, I know I'm kind of rambly here again, just because I'm really excited. And if you know me, you know I talk with my hands a lot. So right now my hands are flying because I'm excited. So number four is understanding your numbers and just getting super curious. So if you have to, just pick one number, just one thing you want to get curious about, and just do a little digging into your POS system or your QuickBooks or Xero or whatever you're using, and just start understanding how that all works in relation to the effort, the time, the effort that you're putting out to your marketing, the time and effort you're putting out to other things in your business. It's all related. It's all related. So that's a little bit of a sneak peek of behind the scenes of what's happening with my brain and my business and my brain behind the scenes of my brain. Y'all don't want to see that on a regular basis. But anyhow, there's that. And I just, again, want to share, you know, being real, imperfect. And I know that you probably are too. We're all real. We're all imperfect. And we all care deeply. I care so deeply about my retailers. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about that. I know you, or hopefully you do. I know most of my clients and who I attract and who comes into my world are usually people who want to, who do care deeply about their quality of life, their clients' quality of life, and, you know, the whole circle. And they just want to be, have more joy, freedom, and profitability. That's my mission. That's what I work through. So your call to action today, I always have a call to action. I always want to share one thing that you can do is to pick maybe one of those four things that I shared of my retailers, whether it's connecting and just being really real and making sure that you're building community around your product and your brand. Maybe it's varying your market and putting a marketing plan in place. Maybe it is becoming a planner, planning things out, or just doing your, looking at your numbers, and I'm double dog daring you to do that. So those are your action steps, if you will, your takeaways, hopefully, for today. And I do want to encourage you to reach out if there's anything that I can do. You can find all of my programs. So I have some on-demand programs, my Retailer's Inner Circle, and our VIP programs. And it's not too late if you're listening to us sort of live, if it's before April 24th, you can join us for our 6-week Sales and Marketing Accelerator. And you can find all of that over at wendybatten.com. Reach out on my DMs if you are on Instagram. I love, again, getting dialogue and feedback. If you have anything to share with me, I love having conversations over there. You can check out over on my personal one if you don't mind seeing my messy hair and my grumbly walks. I walk by the sea every day, and I live in a little cottage by the sea. And by intention, we sold everything we own and moved by the sea. And every day I walk, and it is not warm where I live most of the time in Nova Scotia, Canada. So many walks are grumbly videos of me walking over on my other profile at Front Porch Lifestyle. You may want to hang out over there too and check out how real it can be over there. Thank you for listening, my friends. I am super grateful that you are here. I'm super grateful that you're real and human and that you're listening and you don't mind me babbling, hopefully, a little bit. I appreciate you. I love knowing who's listening. So please let me know. Leave a review and reach out. Let me know how I can serve you better. And have a fantastic week. We'll see you here same time, same place next week. Have a great week, guys. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.